Baby, you're back. I missed you so much. I'm sorry. You were gone for most of the day. It's just too long for me. You're 12 minutes late. What happened, sweetie? Traffic? But I watched the news and I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Babe, why are you lying to me? I'm not asking. I know you are. I checked the app on my phone, the one that shows your location, and you spent 12 minutes at work after your usual clockout time. Now, it only takes you 30 minutes on average to drive from work to here. And you always text me whenever your boss keeps you for overtime, yet you didn't. Why are you giving me this traffic excuse? Hand me your phone. Are you saying no to me? Good boy. Who is this? This text that I found, who is she? A colleague? And why did she text you asking if you were free tomorrow? We talked about this. I don't want you to talk to any other girl. But you did talk to her. How else would she have gotten your number? Do I need to remind you what to say when a girl talks to you? I think I do. You say, I'm not allowed to have a conversation without my girlfriend's permission. You clearly don't know what's good for you. Luckily, I do. That's why you trust me to make all the tough decisions. In fact, I'll fix this problem right now. I just blocked that bimbo slut. Don't ever talk to her again. Got it? You're such a good boy when you stay out of trouble. This little tantrum you just gave me earned you a punishment on top of your daily milking. Not another peep from you. Don't tell me you're not in the mood. You really are testing me today, aren't you? I assure you that I'm not mad, okay? I'm just disappointed that after all this time, we'd be over this being in the mood thing. Things go so well between us when you listen to me. Here, take my hand. Let's go to the bedroom. See? I've even put on some new sheets. Get undressed for me, sweetie. I love watching you undress. That body is perfect for me. I could snuggle up to you and rest my head on that chest for hours, hearing your heartbeat for me. Now lay on the bed and spread your legs, baby. Kneeling between your thighs always makes me happy. I get to see this wonderful cock. My cock. No one will ever touch this cock except me. I just adore your musk. It's such a masculine smell. My brain gets this euphoric sensation when I get my nose up close and... Fuck. I need to show this cock how much I love it. Mm. I love hearing your groan. I know exactly what you like. My mouth washing this gorgeous cock. My tongue flickering up in any pre-cum that oozes out of the tip as one of my hands fondles and squeezes your balls. I love to use my free hand to rake my nails across your stomach and thighs, make you shiver so nicely. There. All wet and slippery. Stay hard for me, baby, okay? I'll just slip my jeans off, take my shirt off. Oh, look how wet my panties have gotten. How hard my nipples are poking through my bra. I don't even know why I bothered wearing these, since they always come off at some point. Let me lie down beside you. Our bodies sharing their warmth. My legs straddling yours. My pussy juices covering your thigh. I can't help but to rub myself against you. Oh. My heart flutters each time I'm this close, cuddling the person I love the most in the world. I love having my face so close to yours. I can nuzzle my nose into your neck or bring my mouth next to your ear and whisper, "I'll stroke your cock while I tell you exactly what turns me on." Your smell. When you're at work, I can't help but grab one of your shirts from the laundry and sniff it. It makes me so needy. Make me wet while I wait for you to get home. When you finally do, it takes so much willpower not to jump you the moment you walk in. I'd tear your clothes off and ride your cock until we're both covered in sweat. I make sure to do the groceries and all other little errands while you're at work so you can stay with me for the whole weekend. Wear thin sundresses, the one that stops right below my butt. No bra, no panties. It's loose too, so you know I have nothing else underneath. Sit on your lap while you're trying to watch something as I rock my hips to get you hard, or when you're gaming with your friends while I slurp your cock, trying your best not to moan out. Do you think they know that I'm there the whole time? My tongue lapping all that cum up for hours. I love talking like this to you. It always gets a reaction. Your cock is painfully hard. This is what you should be doing. Listening to every single word I say. A good boy should always listen to his girlfriend. A good boy should always let his girlfriend know where he is and who he's with. A good boy shouldn't lie to his girlfriend. Not even once. A good boy shouldn't try and get out of his daily milking. It's what's best for him. Finally, a good boy should be thankful he has such a loving girlfriend to take care of him. Say thank you, baby. Louder, or I'll squeeze those balls. You make me so happy by following my demands. Ugh. I just wish I didn't have to repeat myself so often. No matter how long it takes, be it a few weeks, a few months, or even a few years, you'll learn. I'll make sure you learn. You're doing such a good job. Are you close, baby? You've been twitching a bit now. Be a good boy and get ready to come for me, okay? You wanna be my good boy? You wanna come and release all that pent up stress? All this dirty talk got you sexually frustrated, didn't it? I bet all you're thinking about is coming. If you want to come so badly, your balls are aching, your cock is twitching. A good boy would be allowed to come. He would be on the very edge, just a breath away from release. Too bad you're not a good boy. You've broken the rules, and this is your punishment. I'm not letting you come just yet. Where's the ball gag? Here it is. Open your mouth, sweetie. You're seriously pushing your luck. You better open up, or I'll punish you for a whole month. The only sounds I want to hear is your whimpering as I ride you. Your cock is just begging to plunge into my tight little pussy. And controlling you like this has made me even more needy. Now stop. Struggling. Let me get on top of you. Unless you want another slap, I suggest you stop moving. There, good boy. I really hate getting physical, but you give me no choice sometimes. I'll just rub my pussy against your cock for a little bit. So much restraint for a nympho like me not to fuck you senseless each and every night. You keep saying how tired it made you feel to come multiple times a day. Good thing I have some toys to satiate my needs. But tonight I'm gonna ride this cock until the bed is soaked with our juices. I need your cock inside me so bad. Let me reach between my legs and slide it in. Oh. Twelve minutes.
I was going to prepare your favorite meal. Help you shower and massage your shoulders from a hard day of work. Then I'd tuck you into bed and milk you to sleep like I do every night. You just had to talk to that skink. Oh, you shouldn't trust her, you know, because she doesn't care about you like I do. Remember when my parents first met you? Oh, they weren't sure if you were the right one, especially my dad. I'm a daddy's little princess, after all. He wanted the man that I brought home to be the right one, and I reassured him that you were. You're perfect for me, baby. You're my whole world. Oh. Don't you see how much I love you? I gave up so many things just that I could be your perfect girlfriend here in this cabin, away from other people, far away from other skanks. I'm so glad my parents gave us their guest cabin as a gift, out on the edge of their property. The woods in our backyard where my dad used to hunt. I always wanted to come back home, but with my sexual appetite, I needed my own place. Once they see your car go down the driveway and towards the cabin at the far end, they know I'm gonna drain your balls. Tonight isn't about you, though. I don't care how sore you'll feel in the morning. Oh, I'm getting so fucking close. I won't come unless you do. That's tonight's rule. How many minutes late were you? That's right. 12 minutes. We'll come together. 12 times. You will, baby. And you'll only come in my needy little pussy. Aren't you happy that you broke the rules? You'll learn now, won't you? Good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, man. Oh. I want you to breed me so fucking bad. Your child growing inside me as my breasts become full with milk. Oh. You suck on them as my pussy would squeeze your cock and every drop of cum you have. Oh, we'll have such a big family. Too bad my dad would kick out if you got me pregnant. I promised him I'd stay on the pill, but once we can find our own place, I'll sleep with your cock buried inside my fertile pussy. Oh, oh man. Oh, can you make my womb full of your seed? Oh, I'd have my arm wrapped around yours as we'd walk in public. The other girls would see that you bred me. We'd get married. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I want to be your pregnant wife so bad. Oh, fuck. Just talking about it is making my mind go blank, baby. Oh, oh. I'm gonna come. I need you to feel me, but remember, only when I tell you. I count up from 10, and then when I reach 1, I want you to come. 10. The day I moved in next to you, I imagined fucking like animals. 9. That camping trip was the perfect opportunity to make you mine. 8. And ever since, I made sure your balls were empty. 7. It keeps you docile and submissive. Mine to keep. 6. Oh. Too bad I can't tire you out every night, but if I could, baby, oh, you know I would. 4. My pussy is molded for your cock. We're perfect for each other. 3. You don't need anyone else. Oh God. Just me. 2. Let's leave this place and raise a family together. 1. Oh, come inside me. Oh, imagine you're finally breeding me, becoming a father. I love you so much. That's it, baby. Oh. I'm here, sweetie. It's over. Your heart is beating so fast. Let me remove your ball gag. You did so well. You've been a very good boy for holding out the full 10 seconds. It wasn't easy, I know, but you did it. Breathe with me. It'll calm you down. In and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Let's rest for a while. This was so intense for you. I think the countdown helped. I definitely feel much better after that. I haven't forgotten about your punishment. I'm still upset with you for breaking the rules. You remember when we made them together? Yeah. It was at your apartment. I moved in with you shortly after admitting I was a nympho. I know my needs are far greater than yours. I was draining you in more ways than one. But you took the milking rule quite well. Just a milking a day so you wouldn't think of other girls. Then you just had to give a ride to a colleague. I had to add another rule about talking to girls after that. You don't need any other girls. You just need me. I'll go make dinner in a bit so we can get more energy for the 11 other orgasms. I promise you'll enjoy it. I'll try to be gentle, even though it's a punishment, you know. I'll take good care of your cock. For now, just relax with me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll always be with you.